Random House Audio presents White Picket Fences by Susan Meisner. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. It is necessity and not pleasure that compels us. Dante, the Inferno. Chapter 1. The chilled air inside the Tucson Funeral Chapel suppressed the punishing heat outside. Amanda shivered as she took a seat on the cool metal chair. She leaned over and whispered to her husband in the chair next to her, "A sweater in Arizona in September?" He nodded, casually, apparently unfazed by the abrupt temperature change from scorching to polar. Neil had worn a suit, though she told him she didn't think he had to, and she envied his long sleeves. He quietly cleared his throat, opened the program he'd been handed when they walked in, and began to read the obituary of the woman whose casket sat several feet away. The woman neither of them had ever met. A generous waft of newly refrigerated air spilled from the vent above her head, and Amanda instinctively turned to her niece on the other side. The teenager's arms were bare under a flamingo-hued halter dress. Amanda wondered if the foster mother had given Tally any advice at all on what she might want to wear to her grandmother's funeral. Amanda again turned to her husband. "I think we should have come yesterday." Her voice was barely above a whisper. Neil looked up from the program. "It wouldn't have changed anything," he replied gently. "Besides, we got here as quick as we could. It's not your fault. You didn't know she was here. Your brother should have told you." Neil reached for her hand and gave it a squeeze. Amanda looked down and noticed a thin line of wood stain.